Chapter 65. Divorce. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. O Prophet, when you divorce women, divorce them for their prescribed time, and count the prescribed time accurately. And fear Allah your Lord, O Muslims, and do not turn them out of their husbands' homes, nor force them to leave, except in case of those who are guilty of open illegal sexual intercourse. And these are the set limits of Allah. And whoever transgresses the set limits of Allah, then indeed he has wronged himself. You do not know. It may be that afterwards Allah will bring some new thing to pass. Then, when they are about to fulfill their appointed term, either take them back in a good manner, or part with them in a good manner. And take as witnesses two just persons from among you, and establish the evidence before Allah. That will be an admonition to him who believes in Allah and the last day. And whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to escape from every difficulty. And he will provide sources for him that he could never imagine. And whoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice for him. Surely Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has a set measure for all things. And those of your women who have passed the age of menstruation, for them the prescribed time, if you have doubts, is 3 months, and for those who have no courses, it is the same. And for those who are pregnant, their prescribed time is until they deliver their burdens. And whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make matters easy for him. That is the command of Allah, which he has sent down to you. And whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will remit his sins from him and will enlarge his reward. Lodge them where you dwell according to your means, and do not treat them in such a harmful way that they be obliged to leave. And if they are pregnant, then spend on them till they deliver. Then if they suckle the children, give them their due payment, and let each of you accept the advice of the other in a just way. But if you make difficulties for one another, then some other woman may suckle the child. Let the rich man spend according to his means, and the man whose resources are restricted, let him spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what he has given him. After hardship, Allah will grant ease. And many a town revolted against the command of its Lord and his messengers, and we called it to a severe account, and shall punish it with a horrible torment. So it tasted the evil result of its disbelief, and the consequence of its disbelief was loss. Allah has prepared for them a severe torment. So fear Allah and keep your duty to him. O men of understanding who believe, Allah has indeed sent down to you a reminder. He has also sent a messenger to you, who recites the verses of Allah to you containing clear explanations, that he may take out those who believe and do righteous good deeds from the depths of darkness to light. And whoever believes in Allah and performs righteous good deeds, he will admit him into gardens, under which rivers flow, to dwell there for ever. Allah has indeed granted for him an excellent provision. It is Allah who has created the seven heavens and the earth, the like of them. His command descends in the midst of them, that you may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah comprehends all things in his knowledge.